Hey, everybody. This is Erin, your podcast hostess for Paper Tree Radio. This is podcast number 17, and the air date is December 10th, 2011. Now, please bear with me this month. I have a bit of a cold, so my voice is a little off. I hope my sniffles don't come across, but I bailed on you last month and put it off for a cold, so I didn't feel like I could do that to you guys again. So let's cross my fingers that my voice and my nose holds out. And I don't bug you too much. Someone pass me the Kleenex, please. All right, we actually have a great program for you today, and a surprising theme has emerged, which I wasn't planning on, but I always love it when it does. We have a bunch of kids today on the podcast between an interview with a mom and daughter stamping paper crafting duo and two kids in the question and answer segment with the phone-ins, and they're just really kind of cute. So happy to see little girls and big girls, teenage girls involved in this hobby. All right, so we're going to jump right into our discussion questions. This was spurred on by a shotgun wedding card that I had to make, and I asked you what was the craziest projects you've had to make. You've called in and given me your answers.
Hi, this is Joy Haddon from Tyler, Texas, and I am Wynn B on the forum, and I wanted to let you know about my craziest project that I've ever done. I cut 2-inch segments out of toilet paper rolls. I cut 24 2-inch segments. Then I covered each segment with designer paper. And then I glued each end of each of the 24 pieces to a paper-covered board that had been cut into the shape of a tree. And then I put small prizes in each open segment that had been glued to the tree board. Then I cut 24, or I punched 24 scallops to cover the top of each segment. And then I adhered the numbers 1 through 24 to each of the scallops and covered the open end of the segments. And then my grandchildren got to open one each day to reveal a little prize that I had put on the inside of them before I put the tops on them. It was a cute project, and I entered it in a project display thing, and I won honorable mention, but it was a lot of trouble. I'll never do it again. but it's I guess it's a good way to use toilet paper rolls that you don't want. Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and I enjoy the radio segments each month. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, I am calling in with my funny paper crafting project. My younger sister was having her first baby, and I made a pregnancy survival kit, and I put in some fun things with descriptions like vitamin E lotion, and I put for the prevention of the lovely stretch mark that will soon be arriving, and baby lotion to smell to get the warm fuzzies and make you think about the baby coming, and lollipops to help with the morning sickness. But it was a really fun thing, and she was a really special thing that I made for my sister. But it was a pregnancy survival kit.
Hi, this is Kathy McCloskey calling from Black Diamond, Washington, also known as BD Lake Bum on PTI Forum. I'm calling in with my answer to your question, what is the craziest, most off-the-wall card or paper crafting project you've made? Well, recently, a friend and former coworker of mine who came to the United States from Germany over 40 years ago just recently became a U.S. citizen. So his family hosted a potluck for friends to celebrate his new citizenship. Well, that meant I needed to make a card for him. What was I to do? Well, I used the sentiment, "Congrats, you did it," from Don's signature greetings stamp set, and I used 3 stars with the letters USA across the front, and of course, it was done in red, white, and blue. Let me just tell you that the people at this party were quite impressed. That's my answer to this Paper Tray Radio question.
Hey, Erin, this is Sue in Grapevine, Texas, and I'm calling to answer the discussion question about the craziest, most off-the-wall paper crafting project I've made. I would say that would be a table. I bought an unfinished table. We painted it, and then I stamped on a piece of flower-shaped card cardstock all the letters and symbols of my daughter's sorority, and then we then decoupaged it to the tabletop so that she had her little sister had a little side table that was completely decorated with their sorority symbols, and her sorority's colors are red and green, so it looked a bit Christmassy, but the little sister loved it, and all the other people were jealous that they hadn't thought to make a table for their little sister. So I guess that's my oddest paper crafting project I've ever done. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, ladies. You know you have a good story when you make something out of toilet paper rolls and you almost win a contest with it. Thumbs up. That was hilarious. Just goes to show you that paper crafting can be a fun hobby if you have a sense of humor. And I like to think the people who get my card and get my projects, they get my humor. And oftentimes it comes through. So next time you do something for a project, you know, kind of put a little of your personality into it and do something funny. I'm sure you'll get a laugh. All right, the theme for next month's discussion, which is airing on January 7th, is New Year's resolutions. I know a lot of you make paper crafting resolutions, and I'd like to hear what they're all about. I'm not so good on the resolutions part, so I'll support you, but I need to hear your ideas. All right, so call in to 301-799-8338 and tell me what your crafting resolutions are for the upcoming year. Next up, we have Joyce and her daughter, Rachel, who like to create stamping projects together. Having a little girl myself, I'm looking forward to the day I can introduce her to this hobby and spend some quality time together with her. I thought we'd talk to Joyce and Rachel to see what the reality is like and if it has brought them closer together. Hello, Joyce and Rachel. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hi. We're good.
Hi.
We're
good. You're good. Well, why don't you tell me how you each of you got started in this hobby?
So we actually started it together.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, we started 2 summers ago. Her sister, who is not interested in paper crafting, had her birthday party at a paper source.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just seemed like a fun thing to do. And, you know, when you've got two girls and they're turning 11 and 13, you sort of run out of ideas, that things that you haven't mm-hmm. done and things that haven't been, you know, been done by other people. So we had her birthday party there, and everyone had a good time, but Rachel and I really had a good time.
Oh, good.
And so we kind of started doing it together after that.
So, Rachel, what caught your interest in it right away?
I would say that probably she's always been the crafty one and the artistic one. She's always got art supplies and pencils mm-hmm. and markers and all kinds of stuff. So I would say that I sort of caught her crafty interest, because she's the crafty one.
Rachel, what did you like most about it at first?
I don't know. I just thought it was pretty cool, like doing arts and crafts stuff. It was just another fun thing to learn.
It's all those nice supplies. It's all those papers and stamps. Kind of hard to resist, isn't it? So what's a typical mother-daughter crafting session like?
So we work in my mom's office. We've got, like, big table, and she works on one side and I work on the other. And well, depending on when we're doing it, like if we have a lot of time, I'll be making some cards, and I'll look online for some ideas and stuff. But sometimes I just like to color stuff with Copics. Sometimes
You are a great Copic colorer.
Yeah, so sometimes she needs a card and she has the time to make a whole card, and so she'll kind of do it from start to finish, except she won't use my paper chopper because she's afraid of it.
You're afraid.
Or I cut for her. And sometimes
we have another paper cutter.
Yeah,
though.
We have like the kind with the glider. I don't know what it's called.
The safety one.
Yeah. And sometimes she just feels like hanging out with me and making a little bit of something, but she wants me to finish it. So she'll say, you know, can you stamp something that needs to be colored? And then so she does the coloring, and then I turn it into a card when she's playing soccer or going to school or doing some of the other things that she does in her busy life.
So I got to ask, when you guys are down there crafting together, who do you listen to music and who gets to pick?
Like occasionally we put on like Pandora or something. But
I usually let her pick. She knows a lot more about music than I do.
Yeah.
I'm kind of out of the whole music scene. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. I feel the same way. Once you get old, You don't quite understand who's hip anymore.
Yeah, so I let her pick the music, and so far we like the same music, so that's good.
Oh, well, that's good, and I love Pandora. I have Pandora. We use that all the time here. Saves me money on iTunes. So, do you both have input on what new stamps to buy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a lot of times, like when the new releases come out, like we look at the sneak peeks together and all that, and I like to, like a lot of times I'll see a set and I'll be like, you should get this, this is really cute, and she'll be like, because there's a lot of cute stuff that I want.
And Mom, you don't need a lot of arm twisting, do you?
No, you know, usually what I do is I'll show her something if I'm kind of feeling like, oh, you know, I'm not sure I should really get this, you know, it's getting to be kind of a big order. And I'll show it to her, and I know what she'll say. She'll say, oh, Mom, we have to have this.
You have to
and
have that.
And then I think, well, you know, it's for her. I'd be a good mother if I buy it for her.
Absolutely.
So we've gotten quite a few sets like that.
What did you talk your mom into, Rachel? That's you and
the I don't know. There's
remember that Chevron?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Like that Chevron set, she was originally like, I don't know, but I told her to get it, and we use it a lot.
It's a hot design element, Chevron's. Especially with you teens. And, you know, when I say that, I feel like I'm really old and uncool. You teens.
Yeah.
So
sometimes, though, there have been a couple sets that she just couldn't get me to buy. They were, you know, things that were on my list, and I just kind of never got to it. And so she had some money, and she bought them herself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, Rachel, do you sometimes for Christmas or birthdays, do you get craft supplies?
Not usually stamp sets, but just in general, like, I'll get some sort of craft supplies or, like, gift cards to art supplies stores and that kind of stuff. And
it's a good hobby to start early. Did you listen to the interview with Britta Swiderski? It was, I don't know, maybe over the summer. And she's a college student who paper crafts, and she does blog posts and videos. Have you ever seen her blog?
I have. I don't think Rachel has, but I remember that interview.
Yeah, maybe I should forward it to you, Rachel.
Yeah.
Britta's she's a fun girl. So how often do you papercraft together?
Well, during the school year, not really. Like, we do sometimes, like, on the weekends, but we do it a lot over the summer. But during the school year, I'm usually pretty busy with, like, sports and homework and school and all that.
Pretty
I would say during the school year, maybe, you know, we're always up in my office at some point every weekend doing something, but she's not necessarily making cards. She keeps a lot of her nicer art supplies in here to keep them away from her sister. And so we've got a nice big workspace here that fits all three of us, but her sister is not that interested. But that's maybe once or twice a month she'll be making a card, and the rest of the time she's just drawing or doing something like that.
That's great. Rachel, what do you usually do with your projects?
Well, like, a lot of times when I'm making cards, that'll be, like, specifically for a person, like a birthday card for my friend or something. So in that case, I would give it to them. But sometimes, like, if I'm just making one for fun, I'll just store it in here. And then usually, like, if it's one I really like, I'll find something to do with it.
Right. So, Rachel, what colors do you like working with?
I like a lot of the pinks, like the Raspberry Fizz, Hibiscus Burst, and I like Hawaiian Shores a lot. And I really like just kind of sometimes just flipping through that swatch book and just making up combinations. I just like doing that a lot. Cause,
you know, I would probably have picked the hot turquoises and the pinks for you. That sounds perfect. So any advice for moms trying to get their kids involved in the hobby?
Yeah, I'd probably say it's something I like to do a lot on the weekends and stuff. And, like, I think most of my friends, if not all of them, have at some point or another gotten a card from me. And they've always liked it. I would just say, yeah, it's a fun thing to do.
Do you enjoy the time with your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Whenever I always try to talk. See, I'm 34, and I still want to craft with my mom. Over here a little bit more. She helps me out every now and again, especially with sewing projects. So, Joyce, do you have any advice?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I have other hobbies that I could not get my kids interested in at all.
Oh, really?
Like playing tennis and spinning. Those are things that I like to do, and they have no interest in doing them. But with the card making, I think because I picked up on something that she was interested in, which is sort of an arts and craft kind of a thing, that I think that's why it's working. I have another daughter, Rachel's little sister, who's 12, who kind of started the whole thing with her birthday party, and she loves it when I make cards for her to give to her friends, but she has zero interest in cards, just not at all. So occasionally she'll come in and she'll want to hang out with us, and she'll say, you know, can you stamp something that I can color, but it's pretty rare.
Pretty rare.
So I don't know. I'd say, you know, part of what makes it so nice with Rachel and I is she's so respectful of all my things, and she knows how to treat everything. She knows I'm pretty organized. She's laughing. And so she knows where everything is and where everything goes, and it's just a really nice time for us to just kind of hang out and spend time together.
I'm really
hoping have a nice space to work, so
that I have something similar with Eliza here in about 10 years.
Oh, okay. It'll be sooner than that.
Oh, I hope. Okay, Rachel, my dad used to ask me this question as a kid, and it would drive me crazy, but I'm going to ask you, okay? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I had a feeling that was coming.
Did you really?
Yeah. I really want to be a writer, but I don't know, maybe if it's possible, something to do with art. Like, I don't know something specific, but I generally know something to do with art stuff and writing stuff.
Well,
so,
definitely,
that's what I'm really
interested
in.
Definitely go for it. I mean, you'd be surprised with the opportunities out there all over. So go for it. Okay, ladies, it was so nice talking to you.
Oh, thank you for talking to us.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye.
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 It's time for our phone-in question and answer segment. Again, there's two kids, both in a question and an answer. So we're continuing our theme. So let's take it to the phones and see what we're going to learn today.
Hi, my name is Julie L. I'm 9 years old, and I love crafting with my mom. In fact, I've been crafting for half my life. I also read the blogs with her, and I have a couple of questions for Nicole and the design team members. Do you and your kids craft, too? And what are some fun stories about crafting with your kids? Thanks. Bye.
Hi, this is Lisa Johnson. What a great question about crafting with our kids. I have four daughters, and I love crafting with every single one of them. Actually, my oldest two daughters are quite proficient card makers, and I often encourage them to just go grab some stuff and create whatever they want. And I used to be like, don't touch this paper, don't touch that paper, and now I really let them go and do whatever they want as long as they kind of clean up when they're finished. My other younger two daughters are really fantastic, too, and I love stamping with them and teaching them different things. I actually have my daughter Ella, who's also the same age. She's here, and she's going to share a little bit about her favorite thing, too.
Hi, I'm Ella Johnson. My mom, Lisa Johnson, is on the design team. I am 9 years old, too. Before I started school, my mom had a place in her studio just for me so I could stamp with her. Bye. This is Ella Johnson.
Hello, Julia. This is Nicole, and I just had to tell you how thrilled I was to hear that you started paper crafting at such a young age. You are going to be an old pro at this by the time you're an adult. I'm super, super impressed. My daughter, Hannah, and I stamp together all the time. She's 9 years old, too, and she's been stamping for several years as well. One of the fun stories I have to share has to do with creativity and how children, such as yourself, can really see things differently, giving us a fresh perspective on things. The two of us were stamping together, and we were using Up, Up, and Away, along with the coordinating cloud dies. She was working at her little table busily while I was working at my large table, and she got up to show me the project she just made. She had gotten out some cotton batting we had left over from a quilting project, and she had used the cloud dies with it to make these realistic fluffy clouds. I could hardly believe it. It was such a fantastic idea that I had never even considered before, and it just looked amazing. I immediately told Hannah that it was one of the best things that she had ever made, and she asked me, does this mean I can be on the paper tray design team now? It was so adorable and definitely a memory that I will never forget. Thanks again for calling in, Julia, and keep perfecting your stamping techniques. I'm sure it will only be a matter of time before you will be teaching us some new things.
Hi, my name is Carmen. I'm with Alicia on the board. My question is for Erin. I know that previously you have kind of walked us through getting the box of goodies and then opening it and getting all the different new supplies to make cards with and everything for the release. And at that time you mentioned that you don't always get everything. Sometimes you may be missing some dies or something that just didn't, I guess they weren't done time to make it to the box. And my question is, do you ever get those supplies after the whole release and everything, when they have enough to send to you? Or do you only get whatever made it to the box and that's it? So I was just curious about that. Thank you for doing the podcast. I really enjoy listening to them. Have a good day.
Hey, Carmen. It's Erin. Yeah, we absolutely get the full release, even if for some reason something hasn't made it into the monthly box. And usually that's a reason, like they just haven't received a shipment in the warehouse, and they would much prefer to get our boxes out so we can get started on our projects and just wait for that one little thing. And in those cases, often if it's something like a stamp set that needs to be featured, it'll get mailed out separately as soon as it comes in, and we usually get it before the release. Or stuff like, you know, CD labels, we don't always get those right away. Pattern paper, we don't always get right away. We'll get it in the following box for the next month. So, I mean, I've been on the team for 22 months now, and I think the only thing I didn't get was a pad of paper, and that was because they accidentally sent me two of the same one, and it was a month where there was two releases, and it's really no biggie. I have more than enough supplies. So, yeah, we always get everything. It might take a month or two, but it eventually makes its way to us, and we're very grateful for that. Thanks for asking.
Hi, Erin. This is Sherry from New Jersey. I'm calling in with a question for you, Nicole and designers. I'm making up my holiday wish list for myself and wondering what crafting goodness that you all have on your list this year. Is there a new tool, product, paper, embellishment that you're wishing for? Would love to hear about it. Thanks so much. Happy holidays. Bye.
Hi, this is Heather Nichols, and I just wanted to share what is on my holiday wish list for this year. There's the new Crocodile Corner Chomper tool with some new radiuses versus the 1/4 and the 3/8 inch, and I always like to add to my basic tool stash. I also really, really want the new one of the Fiskars 12-inch paper trimmer with the titanium blades, just because I go through blades so much, and I would love to have blades last me a little longer than they do. Of course, the new Project Life by Becky Higgins is a huge want for me. I love following Michelle Wooderson's pages, and I do have my own pages at home that I have yet to share on my blog with everybody, but it's a project that I like to keep up on. And the final thing that I'm really wanting this year is Martha Stewart's Handmade Holiday Crafts book. I really get a lot of inspiration from her magazines and books, and this would be a new one to add to my collection. So Merry Christmas, everybody, and I hope that you get everything on your list.
Hi, Sherry. This is Betsy Veldman. Happy holidays to you, too. Let's see, what's on my crafting wish list? I suppose a little fairy to come clean out my craft room probably doesn't count, huh? Besides that, I'd really love to add to my Copic collection. My colors are pretty limited right now, and I'm really kind of feeling the need to expand on that. I'd also love to try out the Vagabond, the die-cut machine. I've heard really good things about that. I do love my Big Shot, though, so I'm trying to tell myself I don't really need one of those, but it's one of those things I think would be really fun to have. Otherwise, I'm really into all the neat embossing powders and glitters that are out right there right now. Especially, I've been playing around with some bright colored powders from American Craft that are really fun, and I'd love to have some more colors of those. Also, the Tim Holtz Distress embossing powders are really neat, too. I've seen a lot of cool things done with those, so I would love to have a little collection of those as well. And also, I've been playing around with some Glitter Ritz glitter. It's really ultra-fine glitter. It comes in such pretty colors, and it's a little bit spendy for those little tubes of glitter, but I'd love to add some more of those to my collection as well. Yeah, boy, I didn't really think I had much of a crafting wish list until I started thinking about it, and I'm kind of feeling the need to go shop right now. But thanks so much for calling in, and I hope all of your holiday crafting wishes come true. Thanks, Sherry.
Hi, this is Ashley Cannon Newell, and I was calling in regards to my paper crafting wish list for this year. And I have one tool on my wish list, and that is something that will be a binding machine. So I'm looking into having either We Are Memory Keepers This Bench or Zutter's Bind It All. Either one would work great for me. And I'm interested in making little mini albums and being able to bind them together using dies or just basic shapes, and also to make calendars or journals or things like that, and just be able to bind them and custom make them myself. So that's my main paper crafting wish list item. And I hope you get everything on your wish list for this holiday season, and you have a great one. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Erin. I'm calling in with a question for the design team. I was just curious how you guys decide for the challenge for the Make It Monday. Is it something that you take turns with, or do you guys just somebody comes up with something? I was just kind of curious. They're always such great challenges, and I love to participate. So if somebody could answer that for me, I'd appreciate it. And my name is Jen from Buffalo. Thanks.
Okay, this actually falls under my umbrella because I'm not sure if you know it, but I am in charge of managing and organizing all the Make It Monday videos for Nicole. And I wish I had some complex answer for you, but I really kind of believe in not micromanaging it. And when people just come to me with their ideas, I give them a deadline, and I try to make the deadline far away from release week and all that work backlog as much as possible. And I just say, give me your videos, and they do, and it usually works out. I do maintain a list of topics that have already been covered. You know, we're up to 50 now, and you kind of lose track of what's been covered and what's not, and that's just about it. And I find even close to 50 videos, I still manage to learn something every time somebody, Heather, Nicole, Lisa, Dawn, posts a video. I always learn something. I'm finding it rather amazing, and that's just a true testament to what a great team this is because, you know, they're always coming up with great ideas. As for me, I occasionally do a video myself, and I usually go back to my release projects from the last couple months, and usually I find something that can be expanded upon, would benefit from a video. I have a video coming up in 2 weeks. It's not done yet, but I'm using the technique I used on one of my Mega Mendy medallion cards, and that was using more than one color of embossing powder and then VersaMark on top of that. So it's a layering process, and I think that would benefit from a visual. So there you go. That's how we do it. I really believe in just letting people be creative and not dictating too much, and so far it's worked out for us. Cross my fingers that it works out some more, but, you know, really, they're good people. They'll come up with some great ideas. Thanks for your question, Jen. All right, that about wrapped it up for our last podcast of the year. The next podcast is going to be January 7th, 2012. So remember, call in with your craft resolutions to 301-799-8338 or your questions for our designers or stamp designers or Nicole or Jen for our question and answer segment. Thank you for everyone who's helped me out this week. Without you, this podcast wouldn't have been possible. So I like the last-minute effort to call in and get me what I needed. It was really great of you guys, so thanks. All right. If you do call in and I do choose you to be a participant, you get entered into a random drawing. So let's go ahead and take care of that business today from our participants. We have Joy, the Pregnancy Survival Kit Lady. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Kathy, Sue, Julie, Carmen, Sherry, and Jen. I assign you a number, plug them into a random number generator, and whoever pops out is the winner. And that is number three today, which is Kathy. So Kathy, contact customer service via email with your stamp set choice, and we'll be sure to get that out for you. All right, everyone else, you have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a wonderful New Year, whatever you celebrate, enjoy your family, and I'll catch you again in 2012. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.